Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Beau Marchant, and as always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars, and we bring them to you today. We always like to say no more than just a name, and you'll be able to do that by listening to today's show with the South Alabama standout running back, Tyrese Thomas. Tyrese, we appreciate you taking some time. You are a busy man. You just had your pro day yesterday. Now you're traveling back home to Chicago from Illinois, the Mobile. I know that route. I've done it many times doing the Senior Bowl. But what's it like knowing that your collegiate time's kind of come and gone, my man, and now you prepare for the next level?
Actually, thank you for having me on. But it's really a blur. You know, it really is. It goes by very, very fast, and people tell you that all the way up until you get to the moment, and then the moment happens and you start telling somebody else, you know. So it's really a blur, but I've enjoyed every minute of it. Very blessed to have the opportunity to even have come this far, and, you know, hopefully get a shot at the next level. But it just definitely goes by very fast, a little bit faster than what people try to warn you. But I don't regret all right. any minute. I don't take back any minute of it at all.
Nice. And now let me ask you this question, because, you know, spring balls, you know, that's underway for a lot of universities. Have you woken up yet and been like, oh, man, I think I'm missing practice?
I have not. Not to feel the missing practice, but my coaches staff, they are great coaches staff, real friendly guys. They've texted me and said we need a number 9 out there, or we missed a number 9. And it's always – brought me back to the thought of, like, man, I would be practicing spring ball today. And last year around this time, I was just doing it. But around this time, I'm sleeping in sometimes. So it's a bit different. But I'm excited for the guys and all around the country. You know, a lot of people sometimes make a name for themselves in the spring and summer. So it's definitely a good opportunity for a lot of people. But I haven't woke up to an alarm to think I'm late just yet. But it may happen. I'm not sure.
Excellent. And talking about making a name for yourself, obviously you're a pretty, well-versed athlete. I mean, let's go back to the day. I mean, Pop Warner, Pee Wee, were you the guy with the ball in your hand? I mean, were you that kid where people wanted to check the birth certificate? You were scoring touchdowns left and right?
I was always a pretty good guy. Just blame my mom and dad. You know, they're average-sized too, but somehow I'm just a little bit bigger of a kid. But I'm just about an average, decent-sized kid. But I started football probably around – or actually tackled football probably around third, fourth grade. And I actually was a running back. That was actually the first position I was introduced to, probably through my dad. He played a bit of running back himself. But I think I – you know, and I don't want to boast or, you know, brag or anything. I think I scored on the very second time I got the ball within my first game ever. And I know that moment just sounds so, like, fantasized and everything, but it actually happened, and that just kind of took me from there. You know, I really loved the feeling of it. My coaches, they, you know, always want to give me the ball and everything, and obviously, you know, at such a young age, you're trying hard, you're doing a lot of things for your parents because they introduce it to you. So then I started to form a love for it myself, and it just kind of dawned on me that I really think I could do this, so I kept with it.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Tyrese Thomas here on the C2P. If you miss any of this show in its entirety, you folks know it's always free and available at iTunes under the Players Platform Show, Block Talk Radio. You just simply type in Tyrese Thomas, and then we'll be having his draft bio page at CollegeToPro.com. We like to say it'll be your one-stop and shop for everything you need to know about this young man as he makes his path towards that next level. So obviously coming out of high school, you had some looks. You went the JUCO route. I mean, kind of how did you kind of get lost in the shuffle?
Yeah, I think it actually was a blessing the way it worked out. I've been asked this question many times, and it kind of brought me to the thought that it probably worked out the way it should have. Obviously, as you know, work hard and you play hard and you get some decent numbers around your area, you want to go to a bigger school or, at least be recruited by some of the biggest names. Or I just don't think any high school player putting up pretty good numbers would dream to go to the JUCO route. And I used to say that I wouldn't really – you know, I really desire myself, but I wouldn't really tell others to go that route either. But now I just think the route takes you where you need to go or where you belong. I wouldn't really say that I belonged or I did belong, but I'm not at all dissing the JUCO route at all. But I kind of just got mixed in the shuffle because there was just some things that I didn't really know in the recruiting process that I learned now, you know, and coming out of a small area, Larkshire, Illinois, no one was really going to any big schools. No matter the numbers, no matter the records, the school records, the wins, it just kind of wasn't happening. And a lot of people from my class had brought back, you know, some of the recruiting in the area. That's what they were saying in newspapers and such. But it was just a lot of things I really didn't know, how to get my name out there myself, or you know, or how to explain to my coaches where exactly I wanted to go. I just knew if I got the ball, this is my chance to show anybody, and I can make it anywhere, you know. And so however I got mixed in the shuffle, I never really get concerned about it, because when I went to junior college, and it was a bit of a rough start, just because, you know, you're thrown into an apartment. you're 17, 18 years old. You're coming in with people that are much older than you. You know, they have open tryouts. There's almost 200 people out there. And you're like, man, this is not high school anymore. You know, it's not Division I for sure. But like I said, you're thrown into an apartment. So you really grow up super fast. And I really think that was an experience that I've been dealing with my whole life, but it kind of put it front page for me there. And I don't regret it at all. So I got mixed in the shuffle somehow, but I'm definitely grateful for the path.
Definitely, and you've been doing all the right things, and we're talking right now. I'm curious, I mean, if we're in the film room breaking down some tape of you, I mean, NFL scouts are doing that. I mean, what do you think they're going to love about the, you know, the characteristics and the abilities that you bring to the running back position?
Humbly, I always try to say this before I say anything, because the worst thing you ever want to do is sound like arrogant or cocky or anything. So humbly, I would think that they would see the vision that I've been able to put on display since I've been running the ball, the ability to find different holes and gaps and patience, or speeding up, or to get the right holes and gaps, or something that looks like nothing was there and all of a sudden it was. And sometimes I can't even explain how I saw it, to be honest with you. Yeah. But I think one of the first things I would hope they would see is display of me just putting on vision. Secondly, I actually I'm good at bursting, you know, getting through the hole, just being able to shed tackles because of the first burst. My top end speed hasn't always been completely the best. I've worked at it, but sometimes, you know, you'll never be as fast. No one is ever as fast enough. There's so many people running 4.2. There's still sometimes not fast enough. You know, there's always want to be somebody faster. So, you know, within the first range of a first down, you know, 1 to 10 yards, I'm pretty good at bursting through holes. And just the last thing, you know, just the determination. I got it from my dad. He's always put that word in front of me playing football. And, you know, you have to be a determined runner, you know. Scoring doesn't necessarily happen because you're fast, or because you're bigger at times, or because, you know, the perfect play was called. And a lot of times it takes, you know, the person with the ball in their hand or the people in front of them to really come together and just be determined and get locked in their mind that this is going to happen. You know, we're going to score, you know. And that word was always just put ahead of me. And I really think that those are some of the things that they would be able to see. Obviously, I want to be complete, but I think those are some of the things they can see.
Excellent stuff. A great response. Anything going notice in terms of leadership qualities, game film study? Are you a weight room warrior? I mean, what are some of the characteristics that can't be seen by film that scouts and coaches should know about you?
Definitely. This is probably the part I really enjoy the most, preparation, you know, and it got to a point where I had been coming to practice before practice. No one on the field, more so this last year, no one on the field yet. You know, I'm getting out the cones by myself. I'm getting out the PVC pipes. I'm getting out, you know, things that are making me a better running back. But it also came to a point where I had been doing it so much that it was wearing my body down throughout the season. I would be back to back every single day during the summer. We'd have summer workouts in the morning. I'd come back in the evening just to work on things I felt I needed to work on a little bit extra than everyone else. And I actually prefer for people not to see it, which is kind of crazy. Sometimes people work out to be seen, but I definitely think that when the time is right, it'll all show. I've always believed that. So I've always worked, you know, sort of behind the scenes. I'd rather no one see me. And then when it was time, you did see it. And, Right. I don't know. I guess that's just one of the things I would rather someone notice or not have noticed, but then I can explain it to them, because I really think preparation is a very big key of anyone's success, and that's beyond football. That's just the entire life.
Definitely, yeah. And that work, you know, people just think you show up on Saturday and put the helmet on, but there's so much time and effort that goes into what leads up to a Saturday or Sunday afternoon. Obviously, you play the game, you know as well as anybody. This is the cliche question, Tyrese. I mean, but I ask it of all the guys. I mean, do you get comparisons to anybody, or is there anyone? And we know you're not saying, "Hey, I'm as good as this guy," or "I'm better than this guy" yet.
Right.
But is there anybody you just kind of say, "Hey, when I'm watching the game at the next level, you know what I see? I kind of see myself a little bit."
Mm-hmm. Man, that's a real tough question, because I definitely don't want to say, you know, I'm as good as, or that's who I am, or I'm better than. I have respect for all the running backs that have made it to a level since I'm trying to make it. Like I said, I don't know. Sometimes my speed is not the biggest of my games, so I don't really try to compare myself to the real quickest running backs. But a lot of times in practice, people notice that I have good feet, or I can make a move, or sometimes I look bigger, but I won't try to run through you. Sometimes, you know, I'll make a move. So they've always tried to give me the sweet feet names and everything like that. But if I had to say any type of comparison to anyone in the NFL now, like I said, I love LaDainian Tomlinson. Even though he retired, that was always my favorite running back. Tried to mimic him at times.
There you go.
Watched a lot of the older running backs. Love Frank Gore's game. He's, you know, real grinder. Not really known for his speed, but he always manages to get the numbers a running back should hit throughout the season. And, I could name off so many names, but if I had to compare myself to one, I guess that's too hard of a question. You know, I try to take bits and pieces from everyone. I wish I knew exactly who I could be compared to and then compete against them, because that would mean I have made it, and then I can give more respect to them. But at this point, I just really try to take, you know, bits and pieces from everybody, and just real respect for everybody that's made it on that level.
Definitely. Once again, Tyrese Thomas, South Alabama standout here on the C2P as we talk some NFL draft, April 27th. Things get underway in Philadelphia. It's a big time for a lot of these young men as they make this path, this next journey, as they want to continue their football careers. Before we let you go, I can't believe we're almost out of time. The show, gosh, it's just so much so fast. We always like to throw some lighthearted stuff your way. You ready to take a shot at some of those questions?
All right, man. Sounds good.
All right, now we're talking female celebrities. If you could take out any female celebrity for a quick bite to eat, who are you going to take to dinner?
Bite to eat? Well, she's a celebrity. I hope she's paying. You know, I'm trying to save money. No, all jokes aside. All jokes aside, I probably would say Beyonce for sure. She's just been doing her thing on a high level for a long time. I don't really know anybody that doesn't like her. You know, definitely would. Definitely be Beyonce. Some of her music is catchy too. But like I said, I don't really know where she would expect to go if I'm paying. But if I had the choice, it'd probably be Beyonce.
Excellent. And just so you know, her name comes up quite a bit on this show.
Yeah.
Coach Joey Jones. Does anybody on the South Alabama team, does anybody do a great impersonation of Coach Jones? And if they do, would they be inclined to do it in front of him?
You know what? We actually had a bunch of team bonding meetings. And, you know, sometimes talent shows and everything like that. But people would do it, you know, sort of behind the scenes during practice. You know, let's say he would yell and someone would be able to sound just like him. But in front of him, I don't think anyone would take I don't think anyone would take the chance unless the situation was really light. But I had heard some good impersonations of him. Just from everybody, you know, he's a real he's from Mobile, Alabama. So the accent is nearly the same in that whole area. Whatever you would picture a real Southern accent being, that's kind of what he is. And in front of him, though, I don't picture too many people trying it.
Excellent. And then the final question, we've been working with Eric Dorsey. He's the man behind the scenes at Illustrative Creations. He paints and puts the themes on your shoes and cleats and spikes. If you could have anything sprayed on your shoes, what kind of idea you think we'd want on there?
Oh man, if I had to pick like a word or quote or some type of inspiration or something.
Yeah, or design. I mean, we get all kind of, it's actually one of the better questions we ask, because we get, you know, I mean, I could get, you know, some guys just say they want Iron Man, some guys want Bible scripture, some guys want their mom's name,
right,
or dad's name, or,
right,
you know, it just,
right,
or charity. I mean, it's crazy. Flag, soldiers.
Right. Right. You know, what I would say, you know, I don't really have design in my head, which would be real cool to figure out and really sit down and be able to do something like that. But anywhere on the creek, whether it's inside, outside, the back, on the tongue of it, shoelace or something, I think a real good quote would be 100% mental. You know, literally the number 100, the percent sign, and then mental. Because, you know, a lot of times it gets confused, like, it's this much percent mental, and then it's this much percent physical, and it's this much percent how hard you work, and it's this much percent luck, and then it's this much percent your coach calling the right play, you know, this happened, this, all this sorts of things. But when you start playing the game, you know, at my level, any level, the level I wish to get to, you start to realize all that stuff is good and it plays a role, but in your hands, or you have to make a tackle, or you have to get away from a defender, or throw a touchdown, or receive a touchdown, or any other sport, it's mental. You know, it's all in your mind. And I think a healthy mind really, really, really helps any athlete, or like I said earlier, throughout any walk of life. I think it's 100% mental. I've been through some things, you know, I won't get all into it, and I know the show is kind of wrapping up, but I've been through some things where it had nothing to do with physical, you know, nothing to do with luck. Just a lot of times with faith, and definitely the mental aspect of things, and a lot of times that's where the faith comes well, too. So 100% mental is something I would definitely have on a pair of shoes that I wear.
Awesome, man. Tyrese, man, we appreciate you sharing your dive with us. Hopefully we see your name in the big light. Obviously a big big couple weeks coming ahead, man. Hopefully you get 100% back to where you need to be. And like I said, man, knock your thing out of the ballpark. But that said, we always like to stay humble, stay hungry, and be blessed, my man.
All right. Thank you so much. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Tyrese Thomas, the standout South Alabama running back, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. You just got to love how this young man comes across. I mean, you could just tell. He talked about the 100% mental, and you could just tell he got it upstairs. And I love the fact that he's going to practice before practice begins, and then he's out of practice afterwards wearing himself out. That's pretty impressive stuff. That just kind of shows he's dedicated to the craft that he's trying to perfect, and that's to perfect his craft to get to that next level. If you want more Tyrese Thomas, you guys know the drill. iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and we always appreciate you listening to the C2P.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.